This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And it's just the two of us tonight.
It is.
Christina is unfortunately not feeling too good, so our thoughts are with her, but her body is not gracing us with her presence tonight.
No, but thinking of you, get better, girl.
As all, it's been a bit of a rough few days for her. It's been a bit of a rough few days for a lot of people, I think. I did mention it last week, and my nightmares have come true, but you know, it's a...
Everyone's nightmare has come true. Anyone with a brain. Can we say that?
No, I don't think we can, because like this was not an issue of education. And like, you know, I think that's a really dangerous trap to fall down. Like this was not a matter of who had gone to university and who hadn't, you know? And like, I think it's really easy.
It can feel like that.
It can, but it shouldn't, because it's really false to believe that smart people can't support terrible things and that people who have not been to university can't support positive things.
Great point.
And I think that's that kind of, you know, there's been a lot of anger around, and like there's a lot of it has been, you know, at the, you know, not just at the people who supported Trump, but the people who, you know, who pushed up a candidate, people like, you know, Hillary Clinton, who people saw as an establishment candidate in a populist election. So, you know, an election where people were looking for something different, putting up someone who stood for everything that had been going on and was like for more of the same. But of course, you know, we also just can't overlook just the fact that this guy is, you know, this is not normal. A guy who's been endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan should not be president of the United States. Of course, I'm saying this as a single person. I do not represent Joy in any way when I say this. But as far as I'm concerned, it is a global calamity. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We got to stay positive.
And all of the... things don't happen in isolation to everything else. Like, how is this a reaction to people who weren't quite happy with Obama being president as well?
For a whole number of reasons, I think most of them couldn't even begin to articulate. You know, these are... Well, and of course, you know, other reasons, you know, he has liberal politics and a lot of America is quite conservative and, you know, he became quite a strong advocate for LGBTI rights.
Yes.
In fact, America became an international advocate for LGBTI rights in the UN, and it's a bit concerning to think of what's going to happen there. But, you know, he stood for basically a lot of, he stood for the new America, and a lot of people didn't want that, you know, the America that was gayer and darker and, you know, and, smoked more weed and, you know, was more into rap music and stuff like that. All these things that for a lot of Americans was the exact opposite of what they'd been told they were supposed to be. And it's going to be, but the thing is, we're seeing it here. And I think that's why, you know, I'm saying be positive, because, you know, we've got a pretty great system in Australia as far as, we all have to vote. And at times like this, you know, only half of America voted. So that's always.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bit contentious as well for some people, the idea that we all have to vote. I mean, well, in a democracy.
We all benefit from like we all are affected by the government. I think it makes sense, and it also means that you grow up with a sense of responsibility about it. You know, in America, voting is kind of seen as like this thing that you only do if you care, but it's going to affect you if you care. If you don't care. You know, look, it is, but it is a matter of contention. Anyway, we're not going to talk about politics all night. I promise.
Unless these politicians are bisexual.
Unless anyone wants us to, you can let us know. You can message us on 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au, or of course you can use the Joy app available on iTunes.
Yes, you can. And so, just stepping aside from politics, we're going to be talking about some bi things, aren't we?
Yeah, we are going to be talking about bi things. especially, you know, I've coming out of America. So I'm referring to a really interesting study that just came out recently. It's the second study that's happened in the United States on a national level. And it was basically about how attitudes towards people of different sexualities has changed. And so generally, they show that positive attitudes towards gay men and lesbians have increased over recent decades. So when people, you know, I imagine if it was some kind of quantitative data, it'd be like a survey, and how do you feel? Positive, negative, you know, positive all the time, negative all the time. But attitudes towards bisexual men and women are relatively neutral, if not ambivalent. Like, it's not even...
I think that says a lot about where we are in terms of how the mainstream...
It's the invisibility thing again.
It's so invisible. Like,
and the fact that people seem to think it's so mainstream, and yet... It's not.
Yes.
You know, it's really not. It's the term itself seems to be like, you know, when I started to talk about being bisexual at 16, people were just like, oh yeah, everyone thinks they're bisexual. And I remember like seeing on, you know, people talk about, you know, if you're bisexual, you've got to prove it and all this kind of stuff. Like it was a label you'd wear to make yourself more interesting.
Mm.
And look, if that's the case, then a lot of people's labels fell off.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the other option, you know, male, female, other. It's like not even worth putting time and energy into like coming up with an appropriate language, an appropriate response.
Yeah, and like I think you see that a lot. Just again, we've talked about, and I think this is what happens when we talk about a lot of our issues in terms of gay and lesbian issues. Like when on the news you hear talk about gay marriage and like, you know, gay and lesbian marriage, that's what people hear. They don't hear bisexual people.
Yes.
You know, they don't see bisexual people talking about how their relationships are being affected and stuff like that.
So we're not included in the discourse. So it doesn't it's not on people's radar.
And so it's kind of like, it's similar to even just how homosexuality was treated a lot, like, you know, like decades ago when it wasn't, you know, again, it was not on the radar, you know, it wasn't talked about. And so it's just, it was just interesting to see that over all this time, there's not been any shift, you know, it's not negative, it's just nothing.
Like, well, we're trying to do something about that, aren't we?
We are.
On this show.
And people are trying to do things about that in a lot of places. You know, we've got the Bi Alliance in Victoria. There are bisexual groups, like, you know, all around the world, as well as a lot of openly bisexual people. It'd be nice to have some more.
It would be. But even this study that found that positive attitudes have increased for gay people and lesbian, and I just wonder about what that actually means also, because sometimes we can be, in inverted commas, accepted or, you know, even tolerated by the straight community if we're that type of gay or that type of lesbian.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of straight people think that lots of gay couples look like Mitch and Cam.
But I think also a lot of gay couples do kind of begin to conform more to heterosexual norms. You know, like they find like the breakup of domestic chores is generally follows the higher earner does less domestic work and that kind of thing. So it's and I think that's one of the things that does come with this push for, you know, queer marriage equality, is that what we're saying, we want this relationship, you know, that actually comes with a lot more than maybe we, you know, a lot more than just the word marriage.
Yes, well, I reckon that we're on the verge of even more homophobia once marriage equality becomes a reality in Australia, probably in about 3 years' time.
Yeah, I was going to say
because we're probably going to be expected to perform marriage behaviours or to organise our relationships that conform to heterosexual ideas of marriage relationships, and any deviations from that, I think, are going to expose us to more homophobia.
Well, I think biphobia
and transphobia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think what's interesting about that issue is that, of course, there's also the argument that, you know, you need to be inside of a structure to take it down. And, you know, so I've got a lot of female friends, like straight female friends, who are like, well, marriage is a shitty institution anyway. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, yeah, it is antiquated. It was literally transferal of property. There's a lot of really, gendered and heavy connotations on what marriage is.
Family violence.
Exactly. But there's also the idea of, you know, we can't actually start to move even past there until we've made it equal for everyone. But I guess that's like, you know, that's the whole baby steps argument. And not everyone not everyone follows that opinion. Some people believe we should just be tearing it down now and we shouldn't be trying to jump into an institution that we don't bend it kind of straightens us.
Yeah, good one.
Anyway, well, we'll be right back after a song. We'll be playing Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen.
You're on Triple Bypass.
2016's been so hard.
We're nearly there, nearly at the end. You're on Triple Bypass.
Hi, this is Sam Smith and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Drupal Bypass on Joy 94.9. You're here again with Anthony.
And Ruby.
For another night at it.
At all of it. Just the two of us tonight. Christina is unfortunately unable to make it. She's homesick, but she is in our thoughts.
And she's listening.
She better be. Now, we've been chatting a bit heavy about politics and also about a recent study in the US that found over a national survey that while attitudes towards bisexual, towards gay and lesbian people have become a lot more positive, attitudes towards bisexual men and women have remained neutral or ambivalent. So I suppose, like, you know, again, so we're talking about that kind of the bittersweetness of it's not negative, it's just nothing.
It's nothing. It's non-existent.
It's nothing. It's just, it's invisible.
It's invisible.
It's like we don't exist.
Story of our lives.
And then, but also, you know, it's we're coming up to Trans Day of Remembrance.
Yes.
And I suppose that's this Sunday. And I think what's been happening over the last few years is we've also seen what happens when you do get the spotlight on you. And that's, yes. You know, they're pros to being more visible, but they're, you know, it also makes you a bit more vulnerable. And we've seen that as well with marriage equality and the plebiscite and having that bright, shining spotlight on our community.
Yeah, well, there's that worry, isn't there, that once marriage equality does become a reality, whenever that is, the clock is still ticking, that, yeah, this visibility, what does that mean for us? I mean, on one hand, it might help to make our relationships feel more legitimate out in the mainstream community. We might have access to more protection, perhaps, you know, we might feel more able to enter into the service sector and get counselling for our relationships, or it might create some pathways into the mainstream. It might make it easier for us. But on the other hand,
but do we want to go mainstream?
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know, I think we've seen, like, the mainstreamness of queerness has seen basically the elimination of female queer spaces. You know, like After Ellen,
right,
was the only, like, queer woman publication on the internet, and that was bought out by a major company, and it wasn't as profitable,
right,
as things aimed towards gay men. So it was cut. And
totally.
As you know, and as we move towards this kind of, you know, neo-capitalist future, again, sorry, political,
yes,
but, where, you know, it everything is about you're a winner or you're a loser, and it's about how much money you can make. The fact is that means that certain members of the queer community are elevated above others just by the way that currently money flows down, which is not equal. You know, there are pay gaps between races and genders, and trans people especially are often, I think it's like 46 cents to the dollar, actually, in the United States at least.
Yeah, so inequality is still going to be there. It's just going to be dressed up very differently.
I think so. Well, I think that's what we've seen, though, isn't it? Like, you know, with this, you know, this election, so many of us were just like, we can't believe this happened, because the fact that this guy could get up and say everything he said and people were okay with that just seemed to go against what we've been told decent society was. And now that's not society. It's not what we thought.
Yeah, and what's not society is happening here in Australia as well, because we still don't have marriage equality as well.
No, we don't, and we're seeing the rise of you know, nationalism. So that idea of, you know, a strong patriotic sense of what a country should be, and usually,
yes,
at the exclusion of others, and usually,
yes,
with a pretty strong white Christian leaning, you,
yes,
know.
And isn't One Nation more popular now than ever?
Yeah, and it's also happening in Queensland, which is also, of course, the town that's dealing with the mining boom starting to slow down.
Right.
You know, it's also got a Labor government that's pushing renewables, and that's fantastic. But the transition from people who used to working in coal to working in other things, I'm not sure what's going on there. People are feeling insecure, and that's when people start to get angry, and that's what you saw. You see that, and people start to get more divided on the left and the right. But now, of course, it's not the left and the right. It's an urban area versus a rural area. You know, it's
yes,
it's how many people you've grown up with who look like you versus how many people you grew up with who look different to you.
Yeah.
And
so the greater the risks become to being different or stepping outside the line,
yeah,
and bi people will be even less inclined to come out and make themselves visible.
Exactly. But we can't do that to each other. You know, we can't. This is not the time to let fear decide or hold us back. This is more. We need, like, now is more than ever is the time to come out and remind people that in the end there are a lot of us, and we are just like everybody else, and we, you know, we've been here for a very long time, as have people of so many different genders and sexualities throughout human history, throughout animal history, you know.
Yeah, well, look, we are so much like everyone else, and there are more similarities to us all than there are differences. But it's the differences that scare the shit out of them.
Yeah, but they're so like, oh, you know, you're right, you're right. But look, but I think the more of us that there are out there and willing to say, hey, actually, you know me, I'm bisexual, you know, I'm just another person, the more that we can remind people that there are more of us who we can find to talk to.
We'll be less scary.
Yeah, the less alone you feel, the less scary it is. Yeah. There are so many people, like, you know, and imagine if all of us came out. Can you just imagine, given only 30% of bisexual people ever come out, if every person who is bisexual actually came out and was able to say that.
Yep.
That would be, you know.
There'd be four in every football team.
Exactly. You know, the idea of marriage equality not passing would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
We'd be everywhere.
Well, speaking of people coming out and us not being alone, people have joined us in this conversation.
Oh, that's always nice.
So we have a message. Our dear old Meredith has texted in today. First cab off the rank. Thank you, Meredith. Meredith says, hey, guys, have you seen Ellen Page's new series, Gaycation? She goes to a different city each episode to explore the queer community. Wow. No, I haven't. Have you?
Look, I've heard about it. I think I've seen bits of it.
Gaycation.
Yeah, look, I think it's a really interesting. It's always really interesting to see how different communities explore queer culture. Absolutely.
Apparently tonight was Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be interesting. That would be very... I'll have to check it out on the perfectly legal systems I use to watch television.
Yeah. And hello to the bi community in Tokyo.
And if you want to join the conversation, you can message us on 0427JOY949, email us at onair@joy.org.au or send us a message through the app, which is available on iTunes.
We also have Nurse James has texted in. Thanks for texting in, James. That's why we mustn't talk about gay marriage, but relationship equality, says Nurse James.
Because, this idea that marriage is kind of... Well, first, we shouldn't talk about gay marriage at all, because it's marriage equality, even if we are talking about marriage. Just to make that clear, Nurse James, sorry, just a bit of a bugbear there. Yeah. But, relationship equality, meaning, of course, that would be talking about, I imagine, polyamory and like, you know, multiple, like, you know, the village to raise a child kind of stuff. I agree, absolutely. I'll try and put that into my vocabulary a bit more. Thank you, Nurse James.
Thank you for that. We've got Alan from Altona who says, hey, team, how can we make bisexuality more visible? Well, this is the million-dollar question, isn't it, for us?
Well, we're doing this. So you can honestly, it's a matter of if you're someone who, like, you know, does any kind of creation. So whether it's writing or anything like that, just consider the different viewpoints as well. Also, for everybody else, I think just consider the fact that it exists and it's important when you're talking. As far as being more visible, you can come out. You can join the Bi Alliance or one of the other groups. There are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of groups you can find on, and then they have meetups, so you can go there. And there are a lot of group discussions about, again, things we can do, like things we can do to make ourselves more apparent. The things we can do to encourage other people who may already be visible to make that part, you know, a bit more visible, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think, people often say when they're trying to use inclusive language that use ambiguous language, and so that's more inclusive, that's broader, can capture a larger audience. I wonder if, asking people, it'd be odd to ask someone, are you bisexual? But I reckon if I was ever asked that specifically, I would have said yes. But I was never asked that specifically, so...
I think I only got asked that after I'd hinted at it. Like, you know, just like, oh, yeah, this guy I was dating. Oh, and then I was this girl, wait, hang on. Oh, are you bisexual? It's like, yes, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Winner. We've got another message.
Yeah, there's a lot of coaching to get people over the line, though, isn't there?
It's not a default. Okay, and so we've got a message in from... this is a message from this is Christina. I'm totes listening, guys. I'm laid out recovering from the election results. I feel you.
Yes, wait for you too.
I have eaten a lot of chocolate since Wednesday. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I have a Donald Trump voodoo doll. I made it out of, I won't tell you what I made it out of.
I wouldn't want anything that were like, you know, anything of his image. Near me. Like, just, it's repulsive enough that I have to see it every time I go onto any news app on the internet. It's just like, enough, enough. He is not a good looking person. And we've got another message in from the app. Hi, Dribble Bypass. Thanks for the bisexual show. I really appreciate your ever thoughtful commentary. Bisexuals are real because Kinsey says so. Cheers, Jade. Yes, Jade.
Yes, Jade. We say so too.
Kinsey, that's the Kinsey scale, I assume. So that's the idea. Yeah, and I think definitely the idea of, and I think that can be a bit useful for people who are getting to understand how bisexuality is. It's the Kinsey scale, I think, was, you know, one is 100% same-sex attracted and six is 100% same-sex attracted. And between that, there's, you know, two, three, four, and five.
Yeah.
So lots of stages and they're all bisexual.
Yeah.
But we've got to go we're going to go on a break. So we'll be playing Sia next, Elastic Heart. You're on Joy. This was Triple Bypass.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee, and I'm proud to be heard on Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Triple Bypass, the bisexuality show. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And it's just the two of us tonight. Christina, our lovely third host, the triple in the bi.
Having a rest tonight.
She's down and out. The election in the United States has floored her.
Yes.
And speaking of flawed, we've been talking about a number of things, including a recent study that's come out that found that many people, despite having more positive attitudes towards gay men and lesbian women, still were ambivalent or neutral towards bisexual men and women. And I found out through a bit more frantic Googling during that wonderful break that what that actually meant was that people, like, when they were asked questions like, is bisexuality just a phase, or are bisexuals incapable of being faithful, people would mark neither agree nor disagree. So yeah, they didn't say yes and they didn't say no. They were just like, maybe.
Yeah.
And like, you know, to be fair, like, if you ask anyone, is this person capable of being faithful? Maybe. If you don't know the person, you know, it's a 50-50 shot. But yeah, so I suppose we were talking during the break that maybe the reason people don't feel they can't say yes or no is because they have no point of reference.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's lots of reasons. I guess as you were saying that, I was thinking of, and I work for a known gay, mostly male organisation, clientele. And I think that when I come out as bisexual, even in that space, I kind of, this might be just happening in my head, but it's also the impact of the invisibility and not being taken seriously. But whenever I come out as bisexual, I almost expect a response, or I imagine them thinking, ah, this guy's full of shit, he's gay.
Yeah, no, I think that there's that kind of instinctual thing when you come out as bisexual, someone's just like, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Totally. Yeah. And sometimes I find myself scanning their face for some sort of nuanced gesture.
That's what kind of happens when you kind of, you know, when you're used to hearing things, just like, yeah, that's not real, or everybody says that, or you're just saying that to be special, or you're just saying, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons people come up with as to why people would say they're bisexual when they're not. It's actually quite creative of them, but it's really not appreciated.
Yes, totally.
But yeah, actually, and also during the break, we got a few messages in from Christina. She said, I actually met another bisexual today because I was open about my sexuality. She was so stoked that we have a show.
Yes.
So I reckon share and we'll find like-minded people. I think that's always been the case. The more people there are that stand up, the more you feel comfortable standing up with them.
Well, and Christina, the work of the activists is never over. Sounds like you're
even
out there recruiting.
Well. Join us.
We've got Ella from Footscray. Hi, fab people. There are a
bushel of buys listening to you tonight. Oh, sorry, that's right. Our collective
noun. That's right. That's right.
That was the best one. We brainstormed a few. I think bushel is still the cutest.
Yes. So for those who missed last week's show, we came up with some terms to describe us as a group.
I think there are a lot that are related to bananas. Not for the reasons you might think either.
Yes. We do love bananas though.
And that was Christina again.
And then also
Zach, who's come up with us and sat in on the program once or twice, who's come here via the States.
Yes, he's from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
A state that voted, and he won't mind me saying this because I won't share his political views on the air, but I guess we can take a guess at who he would have voted for.
Maybe like a wild swing. actually Texas got pretty close because there's a large number of younger urban areas now. So yeah, you have, right. It used to be Austin was like the one blueberry in the tomato soup.
Yes.
Because, you know, Democrats are blue, yes, and Republicans are red. And now, and there'll be like one little blue patch. But now there's like lots of little, yeah, blue patches popping
just
up everywhere.
Popping up everywhere.
Like some kind of awful,
yeah,
plague of social justice. It's beautiful. Anyway, and we just had another message come in right then from Alex from Adelaide. Hey, guys.
Aspendale.
Why did I say Adelaide? I just saw the A alliteration. Yeah. Hi, guys. Do you think it's bizarre the number of male leaders or famous people who are openly bi is such a tiny number? No. Like, I think the reaction that, look, the only, I think, 12% of bisexual men come out. It's actually the smallest percentage, I think, in our community as far, yeah, as feeling comfortable enough. And I think, again, it's because of reasons like, you know, you were talking about, Anthony, before, of working in a mostly gay male space, is because there's still that kind of, you're kind of seen as like slipping behind enemy lines. Yeah. And I think there's a bit more of a, maybe I'm not sure. I'm not in the gay male community. So it's a bit difficult for me to comment.
But I don't know. I don't know what it says about masculinity or the way we understand or even gay male masculinity. Or look, I don't know. But there's still a lot of convincing to do. That's my problem.
Yeah.
And it's just, and maybe it doesn't surprise me that the male bisexual community is a small one, because a lot of us got together the other night. We all met in a phone booth.
Oh, and, all three of you.
Yeah, and we had this very special meeting, and we decided we need to be more active.
Well, actually, what I've heard is there was a book published a little while ago, you know, Women Who Date Bisexual Men. And the issue is a lot of bisexual men who don't come out, you know, who choose to stay in heterosexual relationships and you know, to choose to publicly identify as heterosexual, the frustration and the shame of it can lead to domestic violence.
Lateral violence.
Yeah, because, you know, and as you mentioned, that whole idea of masculinity, of like, you know you like women, the fact that you have to then deal with, oh, but it's not just that, you know, I can't, like, you know, this is actually happening as well. I'm like, you know, thank goodness I'm not gay, but it's not going away, you know. And that's like, it's a horrible way to think, but unfortunately, you know, we've seen that men especially respond really strongly and aggressively to that sort of a thing,
in this sort of desperate attempt to sort of claim a sense of masculinity that they feel might have been lost in their process of exploring their sexuality.
Which makes you think what they think of women. If they think, you know, having sex with, right, like, or being penetrated by a guy is such a shameful thing, what do they think of, yeah, the people, the women they're having sex with? Anyway, well, we've been getting some more. Oh, we're just lighting up with messages today. If you want to join in this fantastic conversation, you can message us at 0427JOY949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au, or you can message us on the Joy app available at iTunes. Sorry, the sign's up in a bit of a wonky area, so I was twisting my, yes, neck to try and read it properly.
Well, you know how to get involved. we've got another message. It says, I'm hoping if I recruit... Oh, this is...
It's Christina.
Lovely Christina. I'm hoping if I recruit enough, I can get a free gift we're promised in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, gender pamphlet. Yes, the pamphlet's actually...
I've been saving coupons for 3 years.
The catalogue's a beauty this year.
I know. Christmas is going to be fantastic. That's all I'm going to say. We've got another message in. The lesbian mafia warned me not to date my bi girlfriend 19 years ago. Luckily, I didn't listen to these losers. We're still going strong. Go team. Keep breaking the myth. G.
Go G.
Oh, man. G, your girlfriend, and you were very lucky. And I'm glad you didn't listen to the lesbian mafia either. Yeah. Oh, lesbian mafia, leave us alone.
God, lesbian mafia, wow.
And that was then we get. And one more we also had. Do you think that that men like anal sex with a woman wearing a strap-on is most likely bisexual? Do you think...
Wow, I tell you...
I think that's just people who like strap-ons. I think that's a, yeah, like, you know...
Look, I'm a bisexual male, and if I'm going to have a cock up my ass, I need it to be live. I need to be a real deal.
Yeah, and I think... and also, you know, pegging is not something that, like, you know, only men who are into other men enjoy. Like, you know, there are straight men who enjoy... prostate simulation. Just saying. Yes. It's that's not just some like.
Oh,
you
they
know
who they are.
Or if they don't, they should. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. We'll be back.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. You're here again with Anthony.
And Ruby.
And Andy Mack, our producer, who's behind the scenes doing great things, getting our messages through to
pushing
us.
All the flashing buttons when they need to be pressed, which is everything we need. And we've just been having... We actually were chatting a lot with some people. We got flooded with messages before, which was so lovely. You
feeling
also,
very loved tonight.
I'm feeling very loved. I'm feeling like a part of a great big conversation, which is what I like. You can join the conversation. You can text us at 0427JOY949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au, and you can message us with the Joy app available on iTunes. You can also check out our Facebook page, Triple Bypass at Joy.
You get to see our faces.
You do. You get to see there's a pretty cool video of us from our Bi-Visibility Day that still does the round sometimes. It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Anyone who wants to see what a bisexual looks like.
So we've been having the show's kind of jumped all over the place. We've been talking about a study that came out in the United States that showed that despite attitudes towards gay men and lesbian women becoming a lot more positive, attitudes towards people had towards bisexual men and women were ambivalent and neutral. So
indifferent. Generally, don't care.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when statements were made like, you know, bisexuals cannot commit to a relationship, the neither agree nor disagree was the overwhelming answer, which is we were just talking about the importance of visibility and why, you know, if there are more bisexual people, then it's easier to find answers to those questions because they're just people and you can.
Yeah.
And we're talking as well, so the new Wonder Woman movie that's coming out, I'm not sure they've gone as far as showing her as bisexual in this film, but the actress Gina Goddard is interested in it in the future, especially with Hailey Berry. Which would be pretty sweet, I'm just saying.
Yes, we're all interested.
Having Wonder Woman, like, official, like, I think DC was just like, yes, of course she's bisexual. She was on a, like, you know, she grew up on an island that was just women. What do you think happened? You know, and again, that, like, idea of women just not having sex drives. Like, of course women living on an island together, there's at least going to be some women in relationships.
Yes.
It's going to be the only kind of relationship that's really going to exist for her. So it's nice that that's been officiated and that we might even see it move into movies. I'm not sure Superman's going to be gay anytime soon, but I can dream.
Batman and Robin could have passed.
Do you ship that? Do you see them in a relationship?
Oh, do I ship? Yes, yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah, and with the lingo.
And I'll tell you what, if you Google Batman, Superman, gay, because obviously I've got too much time on my hands, you see a lot of those shipping pictures.
Pictures and movies. I imagine.
Yeah.
Who knows?
How would Robin feel, though? What's going on there?
Well, actually, I've seen, speaking of text we got earlier, I saw a really interesting, like, a guy on, it was an article on Cracked, and he was talking about, he's a porn actor, and he talks about, you know, being Robin and he was being pegged by Harley Quinn.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, that wasn't, you know, and does that mean Robin is bisexual? No. Harley Quinn's just really pretty. It's hard to say no to that face.
Yeah.
Or that baseball bat, you know. I think, you know, the more times you kind of see that bisexuality, not just in stuff like porn, because there's the idea of bisexuality is mostly, I think, what people assume is mostly taken from porn.
Yes.
And it's mostly women hooking up with guys and then girls. Once you see, it's more just like, you know, it's ordinary, like, people and not ordinary people, like, you know,
it's other things other than sex.
Yeah, it's Margaret Cho. Yes. For one, people, you know, there's bisexual people everywhere.
Do you know what would be great for bi marketing?
Mm-hmm.
Is if we got Santa Claus on board. If Santa was presented as marketed as bi, I mean, look at the audience we'd get.
You had America shit its pants when Starbucks tried to say Happy Holidays and not Merry Christmas, and you want to make Santa Claus bisexual?
Yes, I do. I do.
Let's do it. I'm in. Yeah. Let's take it down.
Yeah. I mean,
Coca-Cola did it anyway. The bastards. It's all commercial crap. We've got to go to a break. We're going to listen to Triple Bypass on Joy.
Hello, good thanks. This is Effie, and you're listening to Melbourne's most uplifting music mix on Joy 94.9. How ace is this?
You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And we've been here tonight talking about bisexuality. Our lovely third co-host, Christina, is unfortunately homesick, but she'll be back next week. We've been talking about studies that have shown that while attitudes towards gay and lesbian people have grown more positive, attitudes towards bisexual people remain neutral or ambivalent. So,
bit more.
I think we need to be a bit more open and stand out a bit more, and we do need help from our community for that, of course. You know, we do need a bit of help to get ourselves up, and we need a bit of space to be made as well.
Why don't we commit to telling at least two people a day that we're bisexual? How's that for activism?
Sounds good. Can one of them be me in the mirror?
That's a person, yes.
It is. Okay, that's cool. That's how I start every day. You are bisexual. Yes, you are. Yes, Ruby. And it's great. you know, you get going with the pop. Yeah. Anyway, that's a good idea. And you know, if you know people who maybe have questions about bisexuality or have interest in it, they can get in touch with us at our Facebook page at Triple Bypass on Joy, or they can also message us right now on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair.joy.org.au before we finish up the program. Yes.
And we have got a message that's just come in from Jade again.
Jade, thank you so much for getting back in touch. For someone from a somewhat androgynous perspective, this is her text, sorry, I think you're right on the money about machismo and misogyny preventing men being accepting of bisexuality. As you have said before, it is apparently more acceptable for women to be bisexual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Though of course, that comes with a cost too. Bisexual women are more likely to be sexually assaulted than straight women and lesbians. So, yes. So that I think the fact that people accept women are bisexual, but they do seem to think it's mostly in a sexual sense and not in a relationship sense. So I think that's kind of the issue there. And
patriarchy.
I think yeah, it's a hell of a thing, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, and it's we got another message in from Jesse. Sounding great, guys.
Oh, thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Just one thing before we slowly start to wrap up our show. November 20th, which is this coming Sunday, is Transgender Day of Remembrance, which occurs annually on the 20th of November every year.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.